There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
All right, then, let's talk to our guest in the studio. Now, I've got to be honest, I'm not au fait with what's going on in world news because I've just travelled back, but this was a story that was unfortunately breaking, the floods in Kerala, as I was leaving the UK, and clearly it's a huge story. It's affected so many people. I think we're just shy of 400 people who have lost their lives. Now, Mithun Ramesh is with us. Mithun is content director at our sister station, Malayalam station, Hit 96.7. Mithun, it's very nice to have you here. I tell you what, let's just swing that microphone there around to you if we can.
That's
for some
fine,
reason,
that's
not. We've got you on now.
Totally used to this.
I know, it's one of those things. It's really good to have you here. Unfortunately, the circumstances not so favourable, of course. Let's start with the situation in Kerala as it is right now.
Right now, like I mean, for the last 1 week, we have been in floods.
Yeah.
I mean, in the week before I was there, exactly like you, I was out on holidays there.
Right.
And the day I was traveling back again, the floods were hitting, but we were all like, I mean, we have monsoons all the time. Mm. We have all the time. Monsoons are like what Kerala is habitual for. Like, I mean, monsoon is what we thrive on. Like, I mean, rainy days are the days, those are the holidays, those are the best days that we have. But, I mean,
this time it's different.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And for us, like, I mean, if you ask about 17th is the day, it's the start of a new year.
Right.
That's the day that the farmers actually pray for the harvest. That is the day that you have, like, I mean, you want the rains. Like, I mean, you have a good rain and you have a good season. But this time, for the first time ever in my lifetime, we're all praying for the rains to stop. Mm. It's really bad. I mean, as you said already, it's like 400s have lost their lives.
Mm.
Thousands of families are really, really not located yet.
Mm.
And if you look at it, people have become homeless overnight. Like, I mean, this is something that we have not seen. Like 1924, if I go into the history,
yeah.
1924 is the last time that Kerala was hit with a flood.
Yeah.
But this is something that...
The pictures are heartbreaking. You know, you see it on television. Yeah. You see people being winched out of certain situations because it's just so bad. And, you know, there's makeshift, you know, halls that are being provided by volunteers.
All
people
schools,
are really
all the colleges,
coming together, aren't they, to sort of make sure people are fed and clothed. Because, like you say, they've lost everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about just people outside.
Mm.
As you said, like, I mean, I work with HIT. Mm. My team, Sindhu, the person who works with me, the person who goes on the show with me, she is not able to, I mean, she can't deliver a good show right now because, I mean, her mom and dad, they were stuck on the first floor when the water level was rising all through the ground floor. They could see their car floating away and could do nothing about it. And they were rescued.
Mm.
And the trauma that she went through, I was there. I was literally seeing that. And there were people that they knew, so that they were transported and they're safe, God's grace.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all those things. Like, I had my presenter, Nimmi, who was calling every other minute to make sure that her uncle was safe. Like, everybody. Like, I mean, this is not like, I mean, a friend of a friend now. This is something like you, your own relatives, your own friends, everybody's going through this.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? There is such a huge South Indian Keralite community here in the Emirates. And these stories you're hearing, we're hearing them far too often. There's this potentially hundreds of thousands of people being left homeless. And everybody knows somebody affected.
Everybody, yeah. I mean, it's a 1.2 million population. And let's see, it's summer. Most of us fly back home during summer and our season is coming in. I mean, you have seen the food that is floating around all over the studios because it's Onam. Like last week, we were thinking of celebrating it. But it's Onam is the biggest celebration for Keralites all over the world. So we are not celebrating Onam this time. We are all anything that we can do is giving it back to the community right now.
I mean, one of the reasons for talking to you today is to obviously get an update. But obviously to talk about why this is so important and to try to highlight what people can do, because a lot's being done, obviously, here in the UAE.
Absolutely. I mean, and I should thank the rulers for that. His Highness just announced that he is totally backing this from Abu Dhabi. We have the President, we have the Prime Minister, all of them actually saying contribute towards Kerala. Mm. They are doing their bit. All the business diaspora out here, they are trying their level best to actually bring out as much money as they can. And the right way to do it is to actually get the Chief Minister's Relief Fund. The Chief Minister's Distress Relief Fund back in Kerala. So here we have a right way of doing it, because Red Crescent, Emirates Red Crescent Authority, has actually put forward a way in which anyone listening to us right now from any part of the world can actually do this. I mean, a dua or an Etisalat message would actually suffice to actually send 10 to 200 dirhams.
And it's quite straightforward, isn't it? Yeah. So if anyone is listening, you know, it's quite simple for them to
actually,
do it.
Yeah, actually, I mean, if you want to spend like 10 dirhams or 50 dirhams, it's like 3441 to do. And type in the amount that you want to send. 3443 will get you 50 dirhams.
It's easy, it's easier at your fingertips, and you can send what, up to 200 dirhams that way.
Yeah, you can up to 200 dirhams.
Right.
And if you want to deposit a good amount into Dubai Islamic Bank, ADIB, the account numbers are given in all our ARN sites have actually put it forward. So you can actually see it on our Instagrams,
our social
Dubai,
media.
On our social media.
It's all there if anyone wants any more information. So, I mean, it's devastating to sit and watch. And I guess we're hearing, in terms of weather reports, it's not perfect, but it's definitely not getting worse.
It's not getting worse.
Yeah.
Let's be positive and say, like, I mean, the red alert has been removed.
Right.
Like, just before I walked in, we were just on the phone talking, saying that till yesterday, even the last three districts were in red alert. Now the red alert has been removed. We are moved on to orange alert. To put it in technical terms, orange alert is when actually you don't have losses of lives anymore.
Right.
So I mean, that's a given. But you know, and I know that you guys have actually seen things more, and because for Kerala it's the first time, but after the floods is what matters the most. People have actually lost everything that they worked for. People who have worked all their lives here, built homes back in Kerala, they have lost their homes. They have lost whatever they have worked for their whole life. So building that back is not going to be easy.
No.
I mean, I don't know how it's going to be built back, but getting them back on their feet, getting them out of the trauma, everything is going to be... I mean, the war starts now, I believe. Like, I mean, right now is where we actually have to get in the front and actually...
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? You have the shock of what happens and how many people lose their lives and how many people are affected.
Absolutely.
Hundreds of thousands of people losing everything, losing their homes. We've seen an international effort, I think it's fair to say. The President, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, has announced the National Emergency Committee. So that will provide some relief assistance for people affected.
Absolutely, and we are so grateful for that. Like, I mean...
Sure.
That's where, like, I mean, as you said in the beginning, like, I mean... 1.2 million people working here.
Yeah.
And the way the rulers here have recognized us as a community and giving it back to them is totally amazing.
What of the national effort ongoing at the moment?
The national effort ongoing, I mean, all the army has been deployed, the army, the navy, everything is already deployed, and they are in a state in which they are going to be actually helping out. The thing is, in any other country, and like in India as well, politics come into play when these things happen. And there are a lot of politics and policies in place. But then nothing is enough at this point of time. Like, I mean, the central government has given a fund for the rehabilitation of the people, but that might not suffice. We might need more.
And the airport's closed at the moment. So lots of people who maybe were wanting to go home or trying to get back here. They're stuck too, aren't they?
They are all stuck. And the good thing is, like, I mean, all the allies have been, like, really, they have noticed the situation and they have been very easy with the rerouting. And
yeah, a lot of people have gone to Trivandrum instead.
So people are traveling to Trivandrum. Yeah. Calicut, the flights were not let in a lot because of the tabletop airport that they had. But right now, they are taking the risk as well. Like, I mean, they are taking the load as well.
Yeah.
So even neighboring states have actually taken a lot of load to actually take people there. So it is happening. It is.
I guess there'll be a lot of people thinking, what can we do to help here? Aside from offering financial assistance, you can do that over your phone. And the details of that are on all the social media channels here at ARN. You can find that fairly easily, Google, etc.
Sure.
But what else can people do?
A lot. Like, I mean, Indian Association Sharjah, Indian associations here in Dubai, all over the place, a lot of relief associations here, which are CDA approved, are collecting items, collecting materials, like, I mean, immediate needed materials, and air freighting them back to Kerala as we speak. Because these are done, on the supermarkets are giving warehouse spaces where they can actually, I mean, you know, the community owns a lot, large part of the supermarkets here. So all of them are doing it. All the exchange houses have actually waived off the service fees wherein they can actually send money. I mean, be it 50 dirhams, be it 100 dirham. Mm. They can just walk into a UAE exchange or a Al Ansari exchange or whichever exchange, name it, you have it. They can go in there and say that they want to deposit money for Kerala. And they can do it without any service tax, any service charge. There is a 15 dirham or a 20 dirham service charge for any transaction that you do back to Kerala or back to any place in the world for Western Union or anything. So all those are taken off. So another thing is, like, I mean, anyone traveling, they're all traveling. I mean, in the airports, people are actually handing over stuff. And the fact of the matter is, cargo companies here have come out and said they are releasing containers absolutely free to take as much stuff as possible back to Kerala. So, I mean, the community has come up as a whole to actually get things sorted. So I'm a part of at least 4 or 5 WhatsApp groups which are actually coordinating in getting these things back in Kerala. And the biggest thing is, when the floods happen, none of the shops are open.
Yeah, of course.
People don't know where to go to. The big supermarkets, the big all the big ones have actually literally closed down. No electricity. Mm. I mean, no drinking water. So these are the things that they're facing. So most of them are shut. So people don't know where to go buy them as well.
Mm.
So the vendors are becoming an issue right now.
Yeah.
And the vendors are running out of stock because the trucks loaded with the stuff can't come from other states in here because of the blocked roadways. But everything will change from today because the roads are getting open.
Mm-hmm.
To be very positive, I would say, like, I mean, from today, I think we'll see brighter sunny skies. Because it is looking like that. And I really think that the rain is past and we will be going into after flood relief from tomorrow.
Well, Mithun, let's hope so. There's much that can be done to help the victims of the floods in Kerala, as Mithun has outlined, but still close to 400 people have lost their lives.
Sure.
There's lots to be done for hundreds of thousands of people in the South Indian state. Mithun Ramesh is the content director at our sister station in Malayalam, Hit 96.7.
It's great that you guys could have me here, and it's really great to actually talk to a varied community that you address to. Mm. We have a lot of Indians, we have a lot of, from people all around the world who are here in Dubai listening to you guys. So it would make a lot of difference when we are talking through you. The good thing about the community is, from this, what we have learned is, like, I mean, like, everyone around here in Dubai has been so great.
Yeah.
Helping us out. And, wherever they see the community and they're so well aware of the news, everybody's asking if their relatives are okay and all this is happening.
Mm.
So it is actually showing us again the Dubai spirit coming back alive.
Cool. Yeah,
it is so good.
Let's hope that continues. Mithun, really nice to talk to you. And all the best. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.